If you run a company or manage a team, hiring qualified people quickly can make or break your business. Imagine a position of need going unfilled for weeks or even months because you just can't seem to find the right candidate. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. This makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results on your job post. Just in the last minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. Now that is fast. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Go to Indeed.com/BWN right now to support this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply.
With Amex, there's always a new experience to explore. From curating the perfect vacation and chilling in the Centurion Lounge before you get there, trying out that new trendy restaurant thanks to Priority Notify with global dining access by Resy, and getting straight to the action at the big game with card member entrances at select venues. With Amex Platinum, you can experience it all. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Access to the card member entrance not limited to the American Express Platinum card. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network, from Learfield, welcome to the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. Here is Larry Burnett.
Hey, everybody. We're back here on the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. I've got Dymo Maxey with me right now, point guard for the Nevada Women's Basketball team. We talked once about your mom being your coach. Can you fill us in on what that was like and how maybe that's carried over to now?
I feel like it's definitely helped me a lot just because I always come back to pointers after the game, before the game. She helps me get my mind right. So just her understanding the game as much as I do is very helpful.
Is she your biggest supporter and your biggest critic at the same time?
Yes, more of a critic than supporter sometimes, but yes.
So what kind of things does she tell you?
She'll tell me a lot that, like, there was a play at UNLV, I got a travel because I didn't shoot a wide open shot. And she'll text me and just be like, why didn't you just shoot the ball? Like, there'll just be like multiple messages from certain parts in the game. And so I just come back and I know exactly what part she's talking about every time she says something.
It's good. Hey, I remember, I think it was the Air Force game. You had a solid game there and really picked up your drives to the hoop. It's been fun watching your game expand, as you say here, more and more. Was that a design to add to your game, and how do you think it helps?
I definitely think the Air Force game, I brought my offensive side out more because Audrey was out, so we had to get points on the board regardless. So I think that my mentality just changed, and then once I saw that I could do it, I kind of aim for that now every time I go into every game.
So you're expanding your offensive end. Your defensive game is your game, right?
Yes, that is my game. I'm a defender before an offensive player anytime.
Talking with Dymo Maxey here, I see you before every game, and people get warmed up and ready in different ways. You tend to dance a lot. Where did that come from?
My dad dances a lot. My family, we just all dance a lot. So when I come on the court, I kind of just want to get comfortable, you know, just be on the court, just kind of vibe, get into my little flow, and then go out and actually warm up.
She's rocking out on there on the court. How do you feel your game has progressed from coming in as a freshman to where you are now?
I think that I've definitely been working on my finishing more, and then just, like, understanding how college basketball works now, I'm able to focus on the details I wasn't able to understand my freshman year. So,
and what would you like to get better at?
Right now it's just being like a better facilitator on the court and having a positive to assist turnover ratio more.
Hey, I'm just thinking, I forget what game it was, recent game, 5 assists, 0 turnovers.
Yes. That was a great game. Great game.
That was a great game. We're getting a little applause here. A little more applause here. We're on the podcast. Dymo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, Dymo Maxey with us here on the podcast. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you being a part of our little broadcast here, and we hope you join us next time. See ya.
This has been the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.